Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you a question. Do you sleep well at night? Well, more importantly, have you ever woken up with a great idea and then went back to sleep and forgot about it? Have you ever been walking your dog or at a meeting and you had a great idea and you said, man, I got to remember this, and then you forgot about it? Well, it happens to me all the time. As a matter of fact, one night I woke up with the title of my new book. It's called Toilet Paper Math: How to Flush Out Leads and Wipe Up Sales in a B2B Marketing World. I've been working on it the last few weeks, but it originated from a meme on Facebook, and it just caught my eye. And it's been floating around in my head, and I actually had a couple other titles for the book, but then all of a sudden one night I woke up and was like, boom. Now, I got out of bed at like 4 o'clock, went to my computer and started typing things. And that's because there's been other times where I've had great ideas and I said, man, I got to remember this, and I just let it slip away. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of times in the middle of the night where I wake up with stuff and I have something I call a dream catcher. What it does is if I have that, I can actually capture it and go back to sleep. My dream catcher is my iWatch. On it, right on the face, I have a little icon for Evernote. I tap that, and then I record a little audio snippet. Then I go back to sleep. In the morning, I grab my watch, or I go to Evernote, and I listen to what was said, and then I go into Evernote and type it up. And that allows me to capture those things. So we all have these dream catchers. It could be your Apple Watch, could be another watch, could be your phone. I was walking through Walmart one day in the toilet paper aisle after I saw that meme and decided just to take a handful of shots of some rolls of toilet paper. Luckily, I was able to capture that and bring it into the same Evernote. And I used that to kind of formulate the ideas behind what it is that I wanted to say. Now, for some of you, maybe you're not as high-tech. A notepad could be a dream catcher. Maybe you put it on your nightstand or carry it around in your pocket. But ultimately, what you're trying to do is capture ideas and not let them flitter away. It could be the next great thing that you do. So today I want to talk about how to use that dream catcher. Because when you capture great ideas, you can create incredible customer-focused content. So the first thing you have to do is have a dream catcher. Could be your watch, could be your phone, could be that notebook. But the bottom line, have it accessible as often as possible. And no matter what the idea, no matter how silly or stupid it may sound, write it down. Then you need to take that and put it into some kind of container. Again, I like to use Evernote, because I have it on my computer, I have it on my phone, I have it on my watch. So that way I can take that information and easily transport it into a note. From there, I can build upon the idea. Inside of that note, I can go to a web browser and research things. If you've listened to the Toilet Paper Math podcast I did a while ago, you would have heard a bunch of research that I captured in Evernote about the origins of toilet paper. So from here on out, you want to continue to capture ideas. You don't necessarily have to put them in an outline, but you want to make sure that you're capturing thoughts and putting it into that note. Because you never know when one of those pieces may be that aha moment that changes everything. Once you have it, now you have to start organizing it. What's the beginning? What's the middle? What's the end? What's the story behind all of this? That's another place where a tool like Evernote or Word or whatever can help you coordinate and rearrange and start to pull those ideas into a complete concept that's going to make sense to not only you, but people who want to hear from you. So once you've got all that organized, then what I suggest you do is you sit down and just write. I'm known as Captain Typo because I watch my fingers as I type. I don't look at the screen. I don't worry about the spelling or the punctuation. I just want to get that information out of my head and into a format that works. One of the ways that I've learned to capture information is open up an audio recorder and just start talking. And let myself ramble a whole bunch of ideas. Then I go to rev.com, and currently for 10 cents a minute, they will transcribe that. It's done via a computer, via AI, but it's pretty darn good. From there, now you get a document with all of those ramblings. I simply cut it from that and bring it into a word processor or Evernote and start retyping. So I read through, and then I start to formulate the ideas more. Then I'll go back and look at it and read through it again and rewrite it a second time, maybe even a third time. But the bottom line is I've captured that original concept. I've started to organize some sub-thoughts around it. Then I take that and use it as a guide to record my thoughts, because that's the way I can get it out better. Some of you may be typing, maybe writing, whatever. But the bottom line is you have to get that information out of your head and into a format where you can start to arrange it and rewrite it and turn it into something that really gets the essence of what you're trying to say. So capture that information, get it down, write it, and rewrite it. Then the final piece that I want to suggest that you do is get a second set of eyes. I actually just finished the foreword to my book this way, and I took a piece of it, not the whole thing, and I threw it up on Facebook. And the reason I did that is because I could put it in front of people and see if it made sense, see if it resonated with people. And of course, the grammar Nazis came out and just beat the heck out of me, which is fine, you know, because I will put this in front of an editor and ultimately in front of a proofreader. But it's a raw story at this point. I just wanted to get it out. And some of the feedback I got was amazing. Yeah, this is great. I love the story. It makes sense. It's really cool. So that gave me the impetus to continue on, to keep writing. I was on the right path. And I'm going to continue to do that. Do exactly that. Capture the essence. Start to write down random ideas. Go back and verbalize those concepts after I put them in some kind of order. Get it transcribed. Write it. Rewrite it, and then get some feedback. So that, my friends, is the way that you can easily use a dream capture to capture great ideas and turn it into customer-focused content. I hope this helps you better understand how to utilize these tools and some of the other tools I mentioned, like Evernote, to capture and speed up the process without losing sleep. So, night all. So if you like this and want to learn more about some of the tools that I use, go to brianloves.info. There you'll find a tab called Products, and you'll find a whole bunch of special offers and tools that I actually use to write my books and create content. So I hope you go check it out and enjoy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.